the general public. Gosha wants to start telling us about the Congress. You're going to come here?
No, I'm not running this discussion, but we're going to have some short updates. And we wanted to talk about the topics of the lessons, to share it with everyone and get your response so we can start with the material.
Let's go.
So, first registration. As of today, 700 friends are registered at the Congress a month and a half before it. Regarding Help Haver, besides the fact that everyone can dress in the ordinary way, Help Haver helps for the friends who are coming from afar, especially from Russia. If anyone can come to Moscow, he'll be aided with a bus for free from Moscow to Kishinev. Help Haver is funding this. And also from Ukraine, if you have some economic problems, you can come to Odessa or Kiev, and we're going to fund a bus drive to Kishinev. If you're intending to come to the Congress but you haven't registered yet, please register, because we have to start ordering the food and the equipment. So if you haven't registered, please register. Now, regarding the registration, last week we were talking and checking out on the Moscow group. There's a great awakening there. 130 friends from Moscow group have registered, and 160 are about to come. Now, I just wanted to say about Ukraine group, we should also talk about it, because there's a problem. At the moment, only 170 friends from Ukraine have registered. That's not a lot at all. Only the friends who are the most internal friends have registered, but all the people around and from the young groups have not registered. And this means that at the moment they're only thinking about themselves and not the wider circles for them to come. So I really wanted to talk about it, and we have to shake them a little bit. They have to understand that the Ukraine group has to wake up as well.
Okay, and when will we scrutinize the topics?
Now.
I don't see a problem, as you wrote here. I have here the...
There's a big team, content team, that worked on it. We just want to go over it so that the friends in the World League will also know the subjects. And also we want to hear the response from you and to see what we need.
I went over it before. I accept it.
So, do you want us to go over it shortly? Or?
Possible. So, first lesson, you want to...
Vlad from Kiev can go over it.
Vlad?
Shumim alo? Lo shumim.
Can we hear? We can't hear you.
Hello, everyone. Hello, dear Rav. Hello, dear friends. So, what we're going to discuss now is the result of the work of the very wide team. We had a conference with Rav. We have Zhenya from Petach Tikva here, and Oleg, and Oslan Bitsoyev, and Adomas. Many friends, and Zaza, of course, helps us a lot. We had a conversation with Rav, and we turned it into a document with the subjects of the lessons. We discussed it with Rav, and we would like to explain to the friends now. The main thing is that we have a big mission. We were talking about the purpose of the Congress. The goal of this Congress is that we will all come out of this Congress with a clear feeling that the Creator has been revealed in this, that it's in all of us and each of us. This means that each of us has to come out of himself and start feeling the qualities that connect us. And this is called Creator. This is our goal in the Congress. And all the lessons take that line, and this is the goal, the mission for this Congress. So the first lesson will be on Friday morning. It's called Dissolving in the Friends. It's a lesson where we're going to tune in on the Congress and in what way we're dissolving so that each of us can get rid of the I and to start feeling the we. And in this we, to start feeling the Creator. That's the subject of the first lesson. The second lesson is dedicated to the way I hand myself out to the influence of the environment. I feel that around me everyone is aimed in the exact same direction, and this atmosphere forces me. In order for it to work and work on me in a way of the best influence, mutual influence around us, there is an environment that warms us up until the point of dissolvement. That's a second lesson. I hand myself out to the environment influence. The third lesson is how do I affect my environment? How do I affect the group? Here we're talking about how to make the friends greater and how to help them dissolve. By that, the first day is concluded in which I scrutinize my attitude towards the group and the friends so that the Creator can be revealed between us. Moving on to the second day. Second day begins with a workshop. And the subject is, how did we get what we got yesterday and why is it gone? Now we start working in concealment. That's the subject. Why what we attained yesterday is gone. We're starting to be happy about today. Everything is gone. Everything we attained last night, we had this special elation. Today, nothing is left. So what should we do with it? How to help each other? How must the 10 help? What do we gain by this? And why the Creator is playing these games with us? And so, out of the despair and being opposite, wanting nothing, having nothing, how can we come out of this state? That's the topic of the first lesson of the second day, meaning Saturday. Lesson number 2 on Saturday is called Turning to the Creator, making a prayer. How do we turn to the Creator? How do we build a prayer? On the one hand, we thank the Creator for bringing us to this state, once we've determined that this is what's essential, we're thanking the Creator for bringing us to this state. Addressing the Creator includes being thankful and a request, having a request. Meaning, prayer is the second lesson of the second day. Next lesson, it's the last lesson of Saturday, is called tuning ourselves to a mutual connection with the Creator. It's a result of the prayer, and we're tuning ourselves to be in this mutual connection. Here we're going to examine what answers did the friends get from the Creator. Get, or hear, or didn't hear. Here, Rav suggested that each one raises his hand and tells the others what he heard and what he noticed in the connection with the Creator. We can say that this is, for us, this is the most important lesson, the third lesson on Saturday in the evening. Moving on to the last day of the Congress, Sunday. The first lesson on Sunday is when we are collecting all the different states and ascribing them to the Creator. We're building the Creator. Meaning we're going to read a few excerpts out of There's None Else Besides Him, that everything is in the Creator, that we are in Him. Meaning we're scrutinizing our connection with the Creator and we cannot escape Him. Meaning time and again, we have to rise and fall again and again, and specifically through these states. Now we're talking about the support that the friends give each other. Here we're collecting all the different states that we've been through, and we're aiming them in the connection with the Creator. And the last lesson, lesson number 8 on Sunday, is actually dedicated to the group, the Russian-speaking group. Building a center of connection for the Russian-speaking Kli. That's the last question, last lesson, sorry, where groups who are taking part in the development of the Russian-speaking groups and out of the connection we tend with the Creator, we want to strengthen this in the connection between us. In what way can we properly organize to make us a right Russian-speaking Kli working together? There are many assignments before having this lesson. We're still working on it. So in the meantime, this is what we have in general. If anyone has something to add or to ask, maybe Rav wants to add something, we're hoping to have one more conversation with Rav. And now all the different departments, according to these subjects, are going to build the gathering of friends, the meals, the recesses. And we want one more conversation with Rav in order to scrutinize and set things in one direction. And with all the different events, if anyone has questions or Rav wants to say something.
Any questions? Only one. What do you want?
What I'm missing, maybe in the end, is the care for the world, looking at the future, the last generation. In what way should we develop?
I think in the last lesson it's there, but he didn't read it. What are we proposing? What are we doing? How should we organize ourselves in the future? How should we work moving forward? How should we create work groups? It's all there in the last lesson. You said correctly, and it's there. I don't know. More or less, it's clear. The question is this. The meals are also together? Same space?
It's like in the exhibition gardens in Tel Aviv. It's the same place where the lessons are. You're sitting on the same tables and eating.
It's such a large space. There's not several halls, only one.
One hall.
Okay, so more or less it's clear. If it's in like in our big congress, then try to do it as we're used to. I have no more questions then, if you're not asking. The main thing is to care about the right connection to the world, virtually. You have to check and see. We need to make sure there's connection, translation, all the right things. Anything to add?
Next week, on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, all the guys responsible will attend in Kishinev. We're going to have our work meetings. I'm coming, Oslan from Belarus is coming, Tolik, who's in charge of technologies from Moscow, friends from Ukraine are coming. All the people in charge that have duties in the Congress will gather in the next weekend over there in Kishinev. We're going to have these meetings and the plans on the spot.
Okay, and if you need, call right away and we'll be in touch. Okay, I have nothing more to add. These are standard things. If anyone has all those things are already translated to all the languages, they're somewhere.
At the moment, they're not yet translated because we wanted to close things. So it's going to be in a website in a few days in four languages.
So as soon as possible, and send everyone the message that it's on the website with a link, and everyone can write and propose changes and think about it, and from that, to tell us what he's thinking. Now, we're sitting in tens in the Congress.
It's going to probably be eight groups of eight.
It's not important. Okay, no more questions for me. Victor, what about you?
Thank you.